There are few issues of public importance in Michigan that the Michigan Chamber of Commerce does not weigh in on. The state chamber is the advocate for businesses and job providers across the state. It assists more than 6,500 member employers, trade associations, and local chambers in the legislative, political, and legal processes. Among the chamber's 2015 legislative priorities unveiled recently, employer access to a skilled workforce, employer rights in the workplace, market-friendly, consumer-driven healthcare options, and five others. Joining us to talk about those priorities and about the political realities that determine their success or failure, we welcome the Chief Executive Officer of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, Rich Studley. Welcome, sir.
Good morning. Go green.
Good to see you. Go green. Just the thing to say here. Plus, we got a guy from Ireland in the studio here today, so all the better. There's been days of fallout now from the passage of Indiana's Religious Freedom Act. Critics call it a license to discriminate, and that it basically says to a lot of talented prospective employees that Indiana's not interested in them. What do you think? Does that ring true to you, or is that an exaggeration?
There's a lot of good news to share with your listeners. Michigan is working again, thanks to smart policies and strong leadership. And so I think across the state, you've got business leaders and chamber executives watching very carefully what's happening in Indiana. We can learn a lot from other states. Indiana's a good neighbor and a good competitor, but I think it's important that we focus on Michigan and our state constitution. Our state constitution is very clear. It provides for freedom of worship and equal protection. So if the legislature chooses to go forward in this debate, I think that people of goodwill need to participate in the process, to study the legislation carefully. If you actually look at the federal law and the state law that has triggered this debate, the legislation is only 4 or 5 pages long, and it appears to be drafted primarily to prevent government from imposing an undue burden on religious freedom. So I think it's very important that we look carefully at the legislation and that people on all sides of this issue study the legislation and then participate in the debate. Chambers of Commerce are about bringing people together and about moving our state forward. And there's so many good things happening in Michigan at the state and the local level that I think the more we can stay focused on legislation that relates to job creation and business growth and moves the state forward together, the better off we'll be.
The governor told the Free Press yesterday that he would veto a RFRA measure unless it were accompanied by protections for sexual orientation and gender identity in Michigan civil rights law. Is that a good position to take in your view?
At the Michigan Chamber, chamber staff and members are very supportive of Governor Snyder. He's provided strong leadership on a lot of tough issues. It might be that he's trying to point the way toward a compromise that would balance the need for equal protection and to protect freedom of religion or the freedom to worship.
And does that reflect the view of a majority of your members, would you say?
The vast majority of businesses across the state work very hard every day to do two things: attract and keep customers and attract and keep good employees. And so I think that that might be the kind of middle ground that many employers would find to be attractive. The challenge for the Michigan Chamber and a lot of other chambers of commerce across the state is that historically our members have said we should be focused on more traditional economic or business climate issues. At the Michigan Chamber, historically, we've not been involved in religious or social issues. So I think, again, across the state, business leaders and chamber executives are watching with great interest what happened in Indiana and thinking to ourselves, how can we work through this situation together in a way that brings communities and brings our state together?
Rich Studley is our guest here on WKAR's Current State. Rich is the CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Do you hear from members who are religious people with spiritual convictions? I mean, are they weighing in on this?
Like the general public, the business community is very diverse. We have a very large and diverse membership at the Michigan Chamber. We have not heard a lot about this religious freedom issue from our members, but I expect we will as the debate goes forward. The decision on whether or not the state Senate will take up the bill has not been made yet. It will be made by Senate Majority Leader Arlen Meekhoff. I'm confident that if the Senate does choose to take up the bill, it will be a fair and open process. There'll be committee meetings and public hearings. And again, all interested parties need to study the legislation carefully and actively participate in the debate.
We're routinely led to believe that talent, job talent, administrative talent, you name it, is of the utmost importance. I know it's on your list of priorities, legislative priorities for 2015 here. It's a focus for the Snyder administration. Are your 6,700 members talking about this a lot?
Yes. Michigan Chamber members are companies of every size and type in all 83 counties. We employ over 1.5 million Michigan residents. And every day we hear from employers who are focused on thinking about the next generation of workers. Where will skilled labor come from? Where are the next generation of equipment operators and machinists going to come from? That's part of the focus. Clearly, the jobs of the future are going to require at least a high school diploma, but maybe not a four-year degree. It's wonderful if you want to go on and get a four-year degree or an advanced degree. But a lot of the good jobs that are available today require high school plus. So this focus on talent is an economic necessity. We're a state that lost a tremendous amount of population during the past decade. We're holding our own, but we're not growing. As a state, we're growing older. So where will the next generation of employees come from? At the Michigan Chamber, we're very supportive of the decision Governor Snyder made to create a new Department of Talent and Economic Development. The search for talent and economic development go hand in hand. The new director of that department, Steve Arwood, is a very dedicated public servant. He is a capable administrator. And I think with more openness, with more transparency, with more accountability, that department is going to play a leadership role in the search for talent and to have the state with a more clear focus on job creation.
You're confident then that the Snyder administration and this legislature can move the ball forward on talent in Michigan?
Absolutely. Okay. Over the past 3 years, we've seen Michigan's economic competitiveness steadily improve. Every year we do a study, which is available at our website, michamber.com, comparing Michigan with all of the other states in the country. We're seeing steady progress. What we have to remember as employees and employers is that every time Michigan improves, other states will copy the good legislation that we pass and then improve on it. So economic competitiveness is a process of continuous improvement. We have to be proactive and forward-leaning.
The chamber chose not to take a position on Proposal 1 next month. Why not?
We've been a strong advocate for fixing the roads for over a decade. Across the state, I think there's strong agreement that we should fix the roads. At the Michigan Chamber, we've also been strongly committed to being member-driven and policy-focused. We spent about 2 months gathering information, listening to our members, and as we talked with the members of the Michigan Chamber, some state chamber members support the proposal, others are opposed. Many were and are still undecided or confused. It is a complicated but important proposal. So in the end, the conclusion we reached was that the most appropriate role for us to play, rather than choosing sides, was to focus on education and information. We've been doing neutral presentations on the proposal, describing the proposal and the arguments for and against. That just seemed to be the best course of action for us. We did not have the high level of agreement or consensus that our leadership felt was necessary for the chamber to support or oppose the proposal. And again, I think people of goodwill can look at this proposal and reach different conclusions. What's really important is that all of your listeners study the proposal and get out and vote on May 5th. Whatever the result is, our hope at the Michigan Chamber is that voters send a clear and strong message to Lansing. Yes, we like this proposal. Thank you and well done. Or no, we don't like this proposal and go back to the drawing board. I do believe that the legislature will continue to work on this issue if the proposal's not approved, but voters now have a choice about the direction we'll take on transportation funding.
The Affordable Care Act is slowly becoming more a part of the landscape, and that's not stopping some likely Republican candidates for president from talking about repealing it. But how are your members acclimating to Obamacare? Are they acclimating to this landscape?
Healthcare is a critically important issue for our state, both for employees and employers. It's one of the tools or benefits that employers use to attract and keep good employees. It's also a very expensive employee benefit. So a couple of years ago, that's why the Michigan Chamber supported Medicaid expansion and reform to help make sure that people who are working but didn't have health care could afford to have that. That is beneficial to doctors and hospitals as we address the issue of uncompensated care. There are some positive provisions in the federal law. I think it's not likely that it will be repealed. There are obviously some problems. The federal law is very complicated. It's hard to understand. It puts a heavy administrative burden on employers, especially small businesses that don't have a lot of people in-house to manage employee benefits. That's why we're working through Michigan Chamber Services to establish our own private insurance marketplace to help small businesses and medium-sized companies comply with the law and shop for benefits that are of quality and also affordable.
Michigan's minimum wage went up last September to $8.15 an hour from $7.40 an hour. Have your members generally been able to accommodate that? How big an impact has that had on your members?
The impact was less damaging than the one that was proposed through a petition drive and ballot proposal. Our view at the Michigan Chamber is that these matters are best decided in the workplace between employees and employers instead of through one-size-fits-all government mandates. But it's not a coincidence that in many restaurants now, you go in and walk up to the counter and place your own order. We will start to see more automation. We'll start to see higher prices as the government-mandated increase in the minimum wage begins to work its way through the private sector. But recently, many employers have announced that voluntarily they're increasing wages. The marketplace does work.
Briefly, Rich, we got less than a minute. Describe for us how this current state legislature differs from the previous one.
I think it's fair to say that the state house is probably somewhat more conservative, although, again, I think you've got good people from all walks of life. I think we'll see a true test of the legislature after the May 5th ballot proposal, and they have an opportunity to get direction from the voters on transportation and then move on to other issues. So we expect the second half of this year to be a better indication of the leadership and productivity of the new legislature. We have a good relationship with both Democrats and Republicans in the House and the Senate, and we're excited to move forward and with a focus on job creation and economic growth.
Good discussion. Chief Executive Officer of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, Rich Studley. Best of luck to you for the rest of 2015. We'll have you back.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for joining us.